This is from Thomas Merton's collected poems, published in 1977 after his death. And apologies if I've sent this one before. I don't think I have. But yeah, there's some preamble. I have learned that an age in which politicians talk about peace is an age in which everybody expects war. The great men of the earth would not talk of peace so much if they did not secretly believe it possible, with one more war, to annihilate their enemies forever. Always, after just one more war, it will dawn the new era of love. But first, everybody who is hated must be eliminated. For hate, you see, is the mother of their kind of love. Unfortunately, the love that is to be born out of hate will never be born. Hatred is sterile. It breeds nothing but the image of its own empty fury, its own nothingness. Love cannot come from emptiness. It is full of reality. Hatred destroys the real being of man in fighting the fiction which it calls the enemy. For man is concrete and alive, but the enemy is a subjective abstraction. A society that kills real men in order to deliver itself from the phantasm of a paranoid delusion is already possessed by the demon of destructiveness because it has made itself incapable of love. It refuses a priori to love. It is dedicated not to concrete relations of man with man, but only to abstractions about politics, economics, psychology, and even sometimes religion. The only annotation I made from that excerpt was "wow" underlined. Don't really have a lot of commentary on that one. I mean, who can put it into words better than Thomas Merton, right? If there was ever a summary for "there's no hate like Christian love," and by Christian love, I mean evangelical, Christian nationalist, fundamental Christian love. I think Thomas Merton captures that quite brilliantly, and I think that extends to how fundamentalism presents itself in all religions, where we can see that happening pretty much globally, my dudes. So that's your uplifting Friday morning thought. I don't know. I wish there was a way. Oh, I wish there was a way to make this a happier Friday message. But, you know, this is where we are right now. It's Friday and the world continues to be on fire. But let us not despair. Let us find ways to set our hearts on fire so that we can lead the way for others. Okay. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Okay. Thank you again. Bye.